Bristol Bay Borough shows up on multiple COVID-19 data modeling sites as one of the nation's hottest hotbeds of infection. On Georgia Tech's popular COVID-19 risk modeling site, Bristol Bay Borough shows up as the only county in the country where the risk of someone at a gathering of 10 people having COVID-19 is as high as 99%. On the New York Times interactive data page earlier this week, Bristol Bay Borough represented the highest cases per capita both overall and in recent cases. Therein lies the problem.
They don't take into account the full influx that happened for an 8-week period in NACNIC. It's great to put in the population when our population is only 850 to 700, depending on what population site you look at. However, if you account for the 10 to 13,000 that potentially come in during the season for those 8 weeks, that modeling could look a lot different, and it is not taken into account in the majority of the modelings that I have seen.
That's Mary Swain, the director and CEO of the Chamai Community Health Center in NACNIC, one of the borough's three communities. Ask a local health professional about the apparent huge outbreak in Bristol Bay, and they'll tell you what most local residents would say as well. Nearly all of the cases have been in what the state calls seafood industry workers, or people running the salmon processing plants in the area. Those outside the plants have predominantly been industry-affiliated, fishermen or workers at fishing lodges. The bottom line?
There has not been one resident case in Bristol Bay Borough.
And Swain says as of Friday, only one of the borough's 62 positive cases is still in the borough. That's because the other 61 cases have either recovered from the virus and tested negative or have physically left. So why do the national models continue to show such enormous risk and sky-high per capita cases in the borough? Jared Parrish, a senior epidemiologist with the state of Alaska, sees Alaska as a fairly consistent anomaly.
The old adage of a model is all models are wrong, but some are useful. And what we have continually seen here in Alaska is that many of the national models don't translate very well.
Parrish says he and his colleagues have talked about developing Alaska-specific models that will better account for the wide variations in seasonal population and other unique features of Alaska that make nationwide models fail to accurately represent the state. For a more national perspective, I talked to Joshua Weitz, a biological sciences professor and risk modeler at Georgia Tech.
And so these kind of extreme variations, you're talking about a sort of a 13-fold difference, right? Something from 1,000 to 13,000. That's a tremendous difference.
Weitz says the problem is essentially that the models don't account for the massive variability of Bristol Bay Borough's seasonal population or the rigid COVID-19 mitigation measures at processing plants that have kept the virus out of the local population.
We make an assumption that the risk is homogeneous. So people, you know, need to be aware that models come with assumptions.
That assumption that the borough's population is currently at its off-season year-round population count of at most 850 people is what puts it at the top of the charts for national reporting. Weitz added that the Georgia Tech risk modeler does update, so in theory, Bristol Bay Borough won't look like such a risky, infectious place in the future. Since the beginning of this week, the risk in the borough has dropped from above 99% to 99% flat. In Dillingham, I'm Sage Smiley.